So, it was requested that we have a class on cantillation notes. We have photocopies of Shnei Yisrael with cantillation notes, which is what we will work off of, because that way we know the text. We don't have to worry about the words. What are cantillation notes? So when Moshe gave us the Torah at Sinai, our tradition is that he gave it to us with a certain tune. And that tune, between Sephardim, Ashkenazim, and Yemenites, has only slight variations. It's not a big difference. We all go up and down on the same thing, and we go up more and down more on the same notes. It has a Yemenite style for the Yemenites, right? And a Ashkenazi style for the Ashkenazi, and a Sephardi style for the Sephardim, but more or less it's the same, more or less. So these tunes are important. They help us understand the verse. They help us remember the verse. At the end of Torah, we're commanded to redact, to write down the song. The Torah is called the song. That's the source for the mitzvah of writing the Torah. Inside the Torah scroll, we do not have the cantillation notes, but in a Chumash we do. And so we have a tradition on the tunes for the verses. Now, the tune, the symbols represent a tune. And most words have a symbol either under them or over them. And so the symbols also have names. So we're going to begin with the most common symbols that appear in every pasuk. Yes, sir. Yes, I can try. I made this mistake last time.
2 years ago we were doing this.
Okay. Merecha. Tipecha. So these are the signs for Merecha and Tipecha. Okay? And basically, Merecha, you read and go down a note, and Tipecha, you read and go up a note. Merecha, ta, Merecha, ta, Merecha, Merecha, Tipecha. Ta 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 ta, Merecha, 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 Tipecha, ta ta ta, Tipecha, ta 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 ta, Tipecha. Tipecha, 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 Merecha, Tipecha, Tipecha. Okay. Each one should do it on their own. Merecha, Tipecha, Merecha, Tipecha, Merecha, Tipecha, Merecha, Tipecha, Merecha, Tipecha, Merecha, Tipecha. Now you know how to read 30% of the Torah, okay? This is the down that shows up on about 30% of the words, okay? So, we got a lot done today. Now, let's start. Where do you see a tipecha? Find me a tipecha.
Nafshecha.
Nafshecha, tipecha. But look at the top of the page. What do you see on the word Shema?
Oh, Shema.
Tipecha. Shema. 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 Tipecha. Tipecha. Shema. 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 Tipecha, 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 Merecha. I do this in my Machzor. And I want to make notes to know in the tunes of the prayer. They made me be a chazan against Bochel Yaakov. So I have in my mouth those signs. You go down once, you go down two times, three times, four times. So I have the notes in my mouth. Or how many times? Right. Oni mi maas.
Oh, you draw lines?
I draw lines, yeah, in my mouth.
Oh, I do it too.
Oh, yeah, so, tippecha, meirecha, tippecha, meirecha, tippecha, shema, tippecha, shema, shema, tippecha. Okay, so we have Shema Yisrael. Under Hashem is a Merecha. Under Elokeinu is a Tipecha. Under Hashem is a Merecha again. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem. Okay, let's go through the Psukim from the Avdah. I want you to find me all the Tipecha. Tell me what's the first Tipecha in the Avdah.
How many Tipechas are there in the entire Torah?
Check, tell us. Yeah. No, you'll tell us. Okay, let's go. I want to see hands. Let's begin. What's the first Tipecha?
Shema.
Or Tipecha in Shema. After Elokim. Shema.
Et.
Et. Under the word Et. What is that in Merecha or Tipecha under the word Et?
Tipecha.
Tipecha. Et. Okay, where else? Where's the next?
Nafshecha.
Not another one for the left.
Nafshecha.
Which word? No?
Is that Nafshecha? What's the question?
What's, where do you see Nerecha?
Oh, Nerecha.
No, no, no.
Right, right, right. Nef. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. It's in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4.
The second Hashem.
Okay, we're up to Pasukim. We don't have Pasukim here. Okay, we're in the first Pasuk, Vavta. Where do you find the Merecha in that Pasuk? Levavcha. Okay, tell me, how do we do Merecha?
Levavcha.
Merecha.
Levavcha.
Levavcha. Merecha. Levavcha. Levavcha, Merecha, Levavcha, Merecha, Levavcha. Randall, we're going down. Da, 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 da. Yes.
Here is the Avta, it's not a Merecha, it's something else.
Something else, forget it. Okay. What's on Nafshecha? What word? What tune?
Tipecha,
Tipecha, Nafshecha, Nafshecha. So now let's read it, the end of the sentence. Bechol levavcha, uchol nafshecha, bechol levavcha, uchol nafshecha. בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך 20 times. You guys are going to do 20 times. After you finish 20 times, after 20 times, I want you to then do 20 times. Merecha, tipecha. Okay? Start again. Bechol levavcha, uchol nafshecha. 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 Bechol levavcha, uchol nafshecha.
Bechol levavcha,
Another 10 times, and I'm getting you the soups and teas, meanwhile. See what other mechat tipcha we have over here. In the next pasuk, which word is a tipcha? In the next pasuk, vayu advarim eila she'anochi mitzavecha tipcha hayom hayom tipcha. That's a tevir. We'll get there. V'dibarta okay, there's soup here, there's coffee, there's tea. Those are like I invited. I'm putting it in the back of the room so you don't block the camera. There's sugar. There's, if someone wants to go buy milk, I'm happy to give you the money here. Welcome to go get milk. No, I'm okay. Thank you.
I'll just go my key.
Okay. Coffee, soup, and soup, gluten, whatever you want. Here. So now you have learned the two most common tamim in all of Torah. Easy. And it gets harder from here. But these are the most unsophisticated. But the other ones are also okay. We will get there. Let me put you this way. Whoever wanted to learn, learn. I did this twice, I think, already. In the last... I only do it when guys ask. But in 10 minutes, once a week, in the course of 2-3 months, guys got it.
Wow.
It's really... Yeah. Now you have to practice. Meaning, how well you'll know it is up to you at this point.
Start practicing the Pesukim as well.
You should practice.